and good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. Joining me in the studio today, we have Tiffany Landry, the nutrition program coordinator over at Get Healthy, Live Well. And we also have health... Oh, sorry. We also have...
Caitlin.
I'm messing all this up. Good morning. We're having too much fun here in the studio. I got a lot of papers in front of me. So, yes, we also have Miss Caitlin Burris, who's the operations director at West Georgia Track Club. We're going to be talking about the West Georgia Track Club road race, Move It Mondays, and the Carrollton Half Marathon. So now that I've severely botched your names, good morning, ladies. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you?
Doing really good. Thanks for having us.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us. So why don't we first, each of you tell me a little bit about what you do, and let me get to know you some.
So my name is Tiffany. I'm the nutrition program coordinator for Tanner's Get Healthy, Live Well. I work a lot in the community just trying to help manage and prevent chronic disease for the residents of West Georgia.
Awesome. And my name is Caitlin Burris. So as my day job, I work in online marketing, but as a volunteer position, I'm the operations director for the West Georgia Track Club. And so with that, I'm part of the board for the track club. We've got a team of about 8 or 9 on the board, and we work to help build community in Carrollton through running by putting on races, weekly group runs, and other, you know, social and educational events around running for the Carrollton community.
Excellent. Well, thank you both for joining us today. So why don't we get right into it? The West Georgia Track Club is going to be hosting the Carrollton Half Marathon. It's going to be taking place on September 12th. So why don't you take it away? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure, that's correct. So this year is the second of the annual, but now will be annual, Carrollton Half Marathon. Last year we put it on for the first year. So this year it's going to be take place on September 12th. And it's really an incredible event. Last year we had about 600 runners that came out to participate. It was the first half marathon in Carrollton, partnership with the city, with Tanner as the main sponsor, presenting sponsor for the race. And it was a great day, a lot of fun. We're really excited for this next year's race on the 12th. It is the second race in a series that the track club is putting on this year. So for the first time this year, we're offering a series of 3 races, the first of which it's coming up on March 14th. So that one's a little bit near in the time frame of a 5K, 10K, the half that's on the 12th, and then following that with 15K that's on in November 14th.
15K,
yeah. So races, for whatever reason, do the metric system. So the 15K is about 9.3 miles, and that will be the third in the series. But the half marathon, 13.1 miles for those that aren't runners. It starts in the square, has about 9 miles on the green belt, but takes you all throughout some of the really beautiful parts of Carrollton, and we're excited to host the runners again this year.
That sounds fantastic.
It's a great race. Mm-hmm. We ran it last year.
Oh, really? How was it?
It was fun. It was a little warm, but it was fun. And it is. It's a really beautiful, just scenic route throughout Carrollton. So I think it's... And yeah. A lot of people were running.
We were there, yeah.
I was surprised to see a lot of people out there.
And Tiffany, we were talking a little bit before. You said last year you did it as part of the relay. So if 13.1 miles is a little bit too much for you, a little bit daunting, we for the half marathon, we offer it as a relay as well. So you can do that with 2 people each split up the distance. You could do it up to a team of 4, and each person runs about a 5K or 3 miles. So there's really something for everybody with the half marathon. Mm-hmm. You can bring friends, bring family, have them come out and participate either in the full event yourself or break it up and do it as part of a relay team.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And Tanner is going to be the presenting sponsor.
Yes.
Of this race. That's wonderful, which is completely lines up with their Get Healthy, Live Well initiative.
Yep, absolutely.
So you were talking, tell us a little bit more about the West Georgia Track Club.
Sure. So the track club is now in its 6th year being put on. It was founded by a group of local runners who were getting together themselves on the weekends to do races or do runs and decided to build community around that. And so got together and now it's really grown. It's, I think, in a really incredible organization. So we host group runs 2 times a week throughout the entire year. There's a Thursday run at 6:30 p.m. that starts at the track on the University of West Georgia's campus. And there's a Saturday group run that's at 8 a.m. Saturday morning, starts at the Castle Playground. And starting in about 2 weeks, we'll have a third run that we do through the spring into the fall of a track workout that's on Tuesday evenings at 5:30 at the track at the University of West Georgia. So those are our kind of staple weekly things. But beyond that, really just try to get people out to local races. We put on our own runs. We partner with Tanner to do Move It Monday, which is really a beginner running program for people that are just starting to get into running. But the group really exists to help, like I said, build community, have Carrollton be a place where running is known throughout the community. Runners in the local area have a group that they can turn to if they want to get into running, if they want to have regular running partners, and really just trying to build that fitness community in the area.
Well, before the show, we were talking that this is a great way to get engaged and become more physical, and an awesome way to get in shape. Are there any tips that you would have for listeners to help motivate them and possibly get them into moving and maybe help them with their overall health?
Well, I would say for me, and talking a little bit before, I started running personally through a Couch to 5K type program, which is what Move It Monday is. Move It Monday starts by building people up over 8 weeks to being able to run 3 miles, at the end. That's how I started running, and I also started running with friends, which holds you accountable. So my kind of advice for people that are getting interested is look into a plan, like have sort of a structured program. Don't try to go out at once and do 3 miles on your first attempt. Build up to it, have a plan, and bring people along with you. Mm-hmm. Join the track club or find a neighbor or a person or a partner or a friend that can go about it with you, because having that person to hold you accountable, not everybody wakes up every morning just jumping out of bed, going out to run, especially with this rain that we have, and it's cold in the winter. But having somebody that I told them I was going to meet them there, I don't want to be the one that bails, I think that really helps as well.
These psychological gymnastics are so real. I mean, how many times I've sat there and been like, maybe my gym partner will say they don't want to go. You know what I mean? Like
fingers crossed.
Don't, and you're like, I can't be the one. Yeah. Funny enough, this week, actually at the tail end of last week, my wife and I have a puppy, and we started waking up and going for morning runs with the dog. And we were so proud of ourselves. We're eating better. We're like, we got this, man. We really got it. And then here comes the flood, and it's been flooding every morning, and the dog won't go outside. And we're like, why? We're just trying to get in shape. So if you would tell me, Ms. Tiffany, speak on a bit about the relationship that you have with the West Georgia Track Club.
So Get Healthy, Live Well has partnered with the West Georgia Track Club. Our initiatives are really to just get people to increase nutrition and activity, because those two things go hand in hand with preventing or managing chronic disease. And so that's one of our biggest pushes out there. And so partnering with the West Georgia Track Club to increase that activity level. So getting at least 30 minutes of activity 5 days a week is known to decrease pretty much your major chronic diseases. And so the West Georgia Track Club is the experts in helping train people for that Couch to 5K. And so we partner with them, and we use our track that's right across the street from our emergency room department in Carrollton, and get people out there and from all walks. We were talking earlier that, a lot of times we try to promote it to families because they struggle with trying to find things to do together. And so it's a great way to get your kids involved and get them going with that. So that's how that partnership has come about. Just both organizations have just a zest for healthier, fun lifestyles, because I think sometimes people think exercise and they think, it's not for me, but it doesn't have to be that way. It could be, or we try to teach people that it can be fun. So that's
for sure
where that came.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about Move It Mondays, an initiative that is happening over there with Get Healthy, Live Well. And we're going to do a quick recap of our road race that's going to be coming up soon. And then later, we'll be talking about the Carrollton Half Marathon right after a word from our sponsors.
A well-rounded education includes much more than just academics. At Oak Mountain Academy, we encourage our students to find their niche in any of our 42 co-curricular opportunities. Over the past 5 years, we have brought home 5 state and 20 regional athletic titles. Our one-act play and literary teams continuously compete at the region and state level, and our academic teams bring home first place more than not. We are warriors creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
And we're back to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. Joining me in the studio today, we got Ms. Tiffany Landry, the Nutrition Program Coordinator over at Tanner's Get Healthy, Live Well, and Caitlin Burris, the Operations Director of the West Georgia Track Club. We are talking about getting healthy, and we're talking about the Carrollton Half Marathon. It's going to be taking place on Saturday, September 12th. If you missed that, definitely go back and listen to the podcast of this episode on newstalk1330.com. And we're about to be talking about Move It Mondays. Hey, Tiffany, why don't you tell us a little bit about Move It Mondays?
So like we were talking about a little bit before, Move It Monday is a 8-week program. It's for all exercise groups, wherever you are in your fitness level. But it's just a couch to 5K program in partnership with the West Georgia Track Club. It's going to be starting on March 2nd at 5:30 with an open track meeting in the Tanner Community Benefit Conference Room. And so that's 303 Ambulance Drive in Carrollton. It's just the White House up on the hill by the track, if you're familiar with that. So that will be a fun kickoff for that. And then we will have regular meetings beginning March 9th at 6 p.m. on the walking trail. The walking trail, again, is right across the street from the Tanner Medical Center Carrollton campus's emergency room department. I know that's a mouthful, but we're available to give any kind of directions, or you can find out more information on gethealthylivewell.org about that. We're really excited for that. Again, that's just a program, an 8-week program for anybody and everybody. It's a great way to get families involved, but one thing I will note, that if you do bring your children, you have to stay as the guardian. This isn't a drop your kid off and do that. Just
I have a feeling if you're mentioning that, then that means it's happened a few times.
Yeah, and it's just a great way to get your family involved. And like I said, West Georgia Track Club is great with that. They're the experts to get you going. I know Caitlin and I were talking a little bit earlier about running, and I'm personally not a runner, but I have ran a few half marathons, and so I think it's a great way to just, if you're interested in, or if you have a goal to maybe I want to run a race, anybody can do it. And it's great to not get out there and just run 3 miles and beat yourself to death. It's a good way to get a program to where it's doable, and they're a great partner with that.
And Tiffany, I'd say if you've run a few half marathons, you are a runner.
You are. Well, I'm not one that can get up and just, I ran 18 miles this morning. It takes me several weeks to get up to anything like that.
And most people can't. And that's what I think is great about Move It Mondays. The track club as a whole, I talked about it a little bit, but I come from a place of not being an active runner.
And same here.
Going out to group runs was really scary because mm-hmm. you don't know how far they're going to go, how fast are they going to go. I'm just going to get started. I don't know.
Or are they going to leave me behind?
When I hear about groups like this, I'm just like, I just know I'm going to be like.
They're just runners.
In the military, in the army movie, you know, the one guy that's like way behind the group that ends up becoming the hero.
And that's a real fear that people have. Uh-huh. And you know, and Move It Mondays. I mean, our group runs as well. I mean, we have a mix of people that come out mm-hmm. as walkers, runners, all paces, all distances for the group runs. But even if that still is intimidating, Move It Monday is an awesome mm-hmm. place to start because it is a group for beginners of people that running that one mile at a time might feel daunting. So you can come out, build up to that, keep going. Yes. At the end of the session, we do a celebration run where we do a 3-mile run as a group and we'll have breakfast and kind of celebrate that accomplishment. And we hope that people come to Move It Mondays and do that session, but keep going. We mm-hmm. had an event in January, an educational session for members of the track club. And I was really excited that somebody was there. She had just finished one of the Move It Monday sessions and joined the track club and was kind of continuing on in her journey. We also have some people that do Move It Monday sessions repeatedly that, mm-hmm, you know, maybe that first one, they still felt they needed more training. I started running with a Couch to 5K program, but that first 5K that I did after it, I didn't hit my goal. I still had to walk during that and I kept going and tried again. So we do have people that come out for repeat Move It Monday sessions.
But, and that's totally fine to do that. You don't have to.
And it's put on. We have, you know, we always have a number of members of the board or volunteers out. But, you know, our friend Natasha, a really active volunteer and member of the West Georgia Track Club, puts on Move It Mondays. She is a certified RRCA, Roadrunners Convention of America coach. She is a physical therapist. And we also have a lot of people from the Tanner nursing program mm-hmm. and there as volunteers as well. So we make sure that everyone's well taken care of, even when it is warm or, you know,
safety first. Like you know, it is Tanner. Mm-hmm. So safety first.
Safety first. We're not trying to put anyone on a gurney and take them into the hospital.
No.
We're trying to be safe. So give some folks an idea of what they could look forward to, what the day would feel like at Move It Monday.
So typically we start, we have people come check in. Like we said, we try to put name tags on because we also want people to meet each other. So we have a couple minutes of everyone just arriving. And then we will start by doing some stretches, some dynamic stretches to get people warmed up, loosened up a little bit. And we'll go over what the workout is for the day, which again is typically we'll start at a 1 mile walk jog. Time people, you know, so we send them out on the loop around the track. We'll have different volunteers at different paces or at different places to keep people together moving around. We'll log your times, kind of check everybody out. We want to make sure everyone that starts finishes. And we don't broadcast the times to everyone. We give that to you so you have a benchmark for yourself. And so that in following weeks, as we repeat that distance and add a little bit more each time, you can kind of see where your improvements are. We've also done this last session. We do the Move It Monday sessions. Two a year, usually in the fall and in the spring. I was trying to figure out this morning exactly how long it had been going on for, and I think since at least 2016. It has been going on since before I was a member or a board member for the track club, so it's been going on for quite a while. But this past session, we started having some of the nursing students taking some vital signs before the Move It Mondays, which is all completely voluntary if you want to participate in that. But if you can, so that you have a benchmark as well of not just your running ability at the beginning of the session, but you can see towards the end of the session how some of your health has actually been improving by adding running or walking consistently into your schedule and into your routine, because as Tiffany was talking about, there is proven health benefits.
Yeah, we of course we monitor data and things like that. So one of the things that the nursing students do at Move It Mondays is, and like Caitlin said, completely voluntary, but blood pressure. And so we like to see after the 8 weeks how your blood pressure went down. And it does, and it
has.
That's
very cool.
And so it's another cool thing. Not only are you increasing your running ability, but then you're also, you know, can physically see that you're reducing those chronic disease risks by lowering mm-hmm. your blood pressure.
Yeah, not
so
everybody's goal coming to Move It Monday is to become a marathoner. Sometimes it is just to, you know, help
get moving.
That. Yeah.
Get 30 minutes of exercise 5 days a week.
Excellent. Well, yes, to register for Move It Mondays, all you got to do is go to tanner.org/classes and events, and you can register for that. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to speak more with Miss Tiffany and Caitlin about how you can get to moving and get in better shape right after a word from our sponsors.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our daily schedule includes convocation, prayer, and the Pledge of Allegiance. By doing so, we build a family-like community where all students grow and flourish and personal faith is encouraged. Through community service and a historical approach to biblical study, our students are taught the value of the warrior way, honesty, respect, and responsibility. Oak Mountain Academy, we are a family creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
And we're back to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. Joining me in the studio today, we have Tiffany Landry, the Nutrition Program Coordinator at Tanner's Get Healthy, Live Well, and Ms. Caitlin Burris, the Operations Director of the West Georgia Track Club. We've been having fun in the studio this morning talking about the upcoming Carrollton Half Marathon, which is going to be taking place on Saturday, September 12th, that is being hosted by the West Georgia Track Club, as well as, you know what's at, you know it is, Move It Mondays, which is going to be starting on March 2nd. And if you'd like to register for Move It Mondays, go to tanner.org/classes and events. So, Ms. Caitlin, I wanted to ask you about the upcoming road race 5K slash 10K that's going to be coming up.
Absolutely. So the West Georgia Track Club road race, that has been the first race that the club put on. It's been our kind of our flagship race. It's going to be on Saturday, March 14th. And there's a 5K option as well as a 10K. This is the fifth year running of the road race. So we're really excited about that. For those that have participated before, as part of the 5 year, we just got a new logo commission, so new t-shirt design. We know a lot of people that come out love to have their t-shirts done. It's a really fun race. So we'd encourage everyone to get out and kind of sign up for the race and come and participate in either the 5K or 10K option. This we're also doing this year for the first time, offering a kids kind of fun run. So if you're a parent or you know, want to bring your little ones involved, have a way to get them to participate as well. So it's a really fun day. It's the same day as our West Georgia Track Club members banquet. So for people in the community that are members of the West Georgia Track Club, that evening we hold our annual end of year banquet where we give out awards for mileage and participants and accomplishments. We have a guest speaker this year at the banquet, a young man from based out of Atlanta, Cougar Clifford, who had a tragic accident when he was a teenager and became paralyzed for most of his body, but has not allowed that to stop him from continuing to go after athletic goals. He competes now in wheelchairs and in races, so he's going to come up and speak at that, and that's the evening of the race. So we'd love for everybody to get out and get involved in the 5K, 10K that we've got coming up.
Excellent. And where do they have to go to register for this event?
So to register for that, you would go to the West Georgia Track Club road race. This is a pretty long URL, but if you go to West Georgia Track Club org. You can sign up there. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, and you can get the links from there. So if you search for West Georgia Track Club on Facebook, on Instagram, you can get there. You can always email us at westgeorgiatrackclub@gmail.com just to be able to get those links and to sign up and come out and participate. It's really fun. It's the first race that I had been to as a member of the club. So it's one that I'm particularly fond of as well. But one other thing on this race is that this, to sign up as well, it's this year we're doing a series of races. So if you sign up, when you sign up for the 5K, 10K, you have the option of signing up at the same time for the half marathon in September, as well as the 15K that we put on in November. And for those that are like bargains, like a good deal, that is hands down the best way to sign up for these races throughout the year is by doing the series, which is only open until March 8th. You can sign up for the full series. So that's an exciting
Fantastic.
Option.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So you mentioned earlier the T-shirts. I think that whoever came up with the idea of giving new shirts to participants in these marathons and races, it's probably the best motivator and the best move, because I mean, I feel like so many folks that I know that are you know, accomplished runners, they have a collection of these shirts.
Oh, yeah.
And they love to show them off. Yeah. Like, they're so proud of them, which is great. I mean, that's more impactful to them than a trophy.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, the trophies are nice too, or the medals, but I mean, it'd be a little bit weirder to wear your medal, I think, on a more regular basis. So the T-shirts, we love.
I don't know. I'd be proud.
Yeah, you have like a, it's your bling. You just have like a row of medals.
The medals, we're series them around. But no, we like to make sure that our members get their T-shirts, and I think it's fun. And I love the T-shirts that we give out, the 5K, 10K. They are my favorite T-shirts for wearing around, wearing a bed. They're the really soft material.
They
so
are nice.
They're really good ones. And like I said, we've got a new logo. And if you were tired of getting the same one in the same color and had that one, you know, already in stash, you'll get something different this year.
I'm excited to see the new logo.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's for sure.
The suspense.
The suspense is killing us. That's great. So, yes, if you want to register for that, where they got to go again?
So that would be westgeorgiatrackclub.org. There's a longer URL, but I'd probably keep it at that. You can navigate it that way. You can find the series. You can sign up just for the race. And like I said, if you search for us on Facebook or Instagram as well for West Georgia Track Club, you will have all the links off of those pages to be able to get you out to be able to sign up.
Fantastic. Excellent. Tiffany?
Yes.
In your position, have you seen some folks make total changes in their overall health?
Oh, yeah. We see it all the time. And actually, one of our class participants is now a member of the West Georgia Track Club. Oh, yes, John Crosby. He has been an insane advocate for both programs. I mean, he started out with just a plethora of, health problems and started with our programs. And now he is one of those guys that has all those medals hanging from his chest.
I love it. And he's flaunting.
And T-shirts. And, oh, yeah, he's flaunting it. He's fantastic.
So I think that someone like that should serve as an inspiration to you as the listener and to me. That if you would like to make an initiative to get in shape and to really try to promote your own personal health, register for these. You can go to westgeorgiatrackclub.org /West Georgia Track Club Road Race, or you can also you should sign up for Move It Mondays over at tanner.org/classes and events. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
All right, and thank you for listening. We will see you next time.